recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And today's homily highlight is from Father Matt Libra at St. Rose of Lima Church here in Portland.
Tonight we ask for the grace for bold love and for healing in marriages. Marriage is beautiful. In God's plan, just hear this one for just a second without it being like, oh, that's another boring fact that Father just said. It's the one sacrament that existed before the fall. The one sacrament that existed before sin entered the world. That means something incredible happens in marriage. It's the home of spousal love. It's the place where we get to see the other as gift, and the other gives themselves as gift to us. It's where joy first entered into creation. It's the foundation for family. It's where we always belong. Where we learn what it means to be sister and brother. That means that we're different, but we're equal. It's where we learn to share and how we affect others, both good and bad. When I share the last cookie, and when I eat the last cookie. It's where we can mess up and receive forgiveness. It's where it is critical that we give forgiveness to one another. Where we don't define somebody by a thing they did to us. It's where we grow in virtue or in vice. It's where we are formed as humans and discover who we are. It's intergenerational. And so it teaches us how to relate to grandparents, moms and dads, aunts and uncles, cousins, brothers and sisters. We begin to understand what it means to be a human family, that none of us are disconnected. It's where we learn what it means to be a man and what it means to be a woman, as opposed to just boys and girls. It's where love extends across differences. It's where we learn to sacrifice for the good of another, but we run out of wine. When sin entered the world, it divided husband and wife. The first thing that Adam and Eve thought they had to do was cover themselves up, because the other no longer wants to give themselves to me. They want to take from me. They're going to use me. And how terrible that is. Hurts entered this place of intimacy, and so we don't want to risk being vulnerable. Now just, again, how terrible that is, that I don't believe that I can be vulnerable with another human being because they're going to hurt my heart. We have a need to be vulnerable. We have a need to be known, but now we're afraid of it. Use marred the gift of self. Spousal love became deformed. Competition entered in over communion. And this is where pain enters and distorts the safety that we need to risk our hearts. Because make no mistake about it, when we want to risk who we are, we want to risk our hearts, it truly is a risk. And this happens to everyone. Our human love just isn't enough. Despite how good we try to be or all the good things that we do, sometimes we are just rude, cold, distant, button-pushing, oversensitive, defensive, and protective. And that hurts love. Do whatever he tells you. Because this is where Christ enters in. You see, they invited the Blessed Mother to their wedding feast, this couple at Cana. And Mary is the image of the church. And she just simply comes to her son like the church does for all of us, as she comes, as the church pleads before Christ, as we as church plead for the world at Mass and in our prayers and in our intercessions. They have no wine. They've run out and they don't even know it. And can you look at our world right now? Can you look at your families and what's going on in your hearts right now and feel they have no wine? But our Blessed Mother intercedes for us. Our church intercedes for us because she's concerned for us and for us to come to that full development. She knows what love is supposed to be. And so Jesus chooses that his first miracle would be precisely here to heal spousal love and to show a superabundance in married life. Think how awesome that is. Not just to have a cup that is filled, but to have a fountain. To have a fountain at your disposal of superabundant love, that Christ remembers that this was the first sacrament that ever existed that is going to reveal his kind of love in the world that isn't marred by sin, so that marriage would become a font of renewal, of vibrancy and exuberance in love. Christian love is not sustained by our willfulness or our own personal goodness, but by Christ. He heals the pain, the division, and the loss that sin caused, or those things that happen to us in life. So, brothers and sisters, if you have a mom and dad, it's another good weekend to thank them for showing you a place where it is okay to be belonging, or okay to be to belong. If you have a spouse that has loved you through thick and thin, tonight's a great night to give them a hug. And just allow them to see or to feel the vulnerability of your heart, that they could know that your heart, that you feel that it's safe with them. That's a very precious gift. And so if you want to renew your marriage or you want to prepare for an awesome marriage, five things that you can do. One, pray for your spouse. Nothing softens our hearts more to the difficulty of humanity than by praying and allowing Christ enter in that. Intercede. They have no wine. Ask him. If you're not married yet, I highly encourage you to start praying to Saint Raphael. And just ask him to prepare you for your future spouse and to prepare your future spouse for you. Ask him to help guide you to that one that you're supposed to meet, who's going to love you like you deserve to be loved, like you need to be loved, like God planned for you to be loved, never to be used, but always to be delighted in. Number two, pray with your spouse. That's super scary because it means being vulnerable. So sisters, pray with Jesus. He's your spouse. But also pray with each other. Pray the Liturgy of the Hours. Go to adoration together. But every now and then, just pat one another on the shoulder and say, hey, what is it that you need most today? And let's just ask Jesus to be there. Jesus, bless my sister as she goes to work tonight, as she works all night long in the nursing home, that she would have joy when everybody else is afraid. Amen. That's a good prayer. That's also something that you can do with your spouses. Father, help my husband to know his goodness when he only sees his failures, to know our gratitude when we complain and leave the lights on all the time. Holy Spirit, help my wife to know the love that I desire to give her, even through my imperfections. Let her know how great you love her through my every word and my every action. Amen. Those are beautiful, wonderful prayers. pray with your spouse and ask Christ to be that fountain. Number three, listen well. It means don't talk first all the time. And be very honest about your needs. It's really hard for other people to love us if we don't actually let them know our needs. And what will happen is we'll get so hidden behind our needs that are going unmet that we become grouchy and irritable when people do nice things for us. And we'll guard our hearts more. So be very honest with your needs and let your spouse know that you need to know that it's safe to do that if you don't feel like it. Money says they want to do that for you. They want to be that for you. But be very honest with your needs and listen well. Number four, ask for forgiveness right away whenever you offend, big or small. And then work to uproot vice. That is, ask for help. Don't try to do this all on your own, but ask God for his divine help there. Don't just say, I'm sorry, and never change. Say, I'm sorry, and then be like, okay, what am I going to do to not do that again? God, help me. Inspire me. Ask for forgiveness right away when you offend, big or small. Number five, go to Mass together. Even daily Mass. Because what we believe as Catholics is that the Mass is the wedding feast of the Lamb, where the bridegroom gives himself for his bride, where we receive the tenderness of the heart of Jesus in the Eucharist, where he gives himself to us over and over and over again just to say, I love you, I want to be with you, I delight in you, I trust you with my heart. Marriage is beautiful, and it's through your holy marriages that God will bring a light and a hope back into the world that feels so divided, so invulnerable, so guarded of heart.
And that is today's homily highlight from Father Matt Libra at St. Rose of Lima Church here in Portland.